Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Alex.
Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Hello.
Hi, Curtis.
Yes.
Hi, this is Alex, and I am calling from Forest Vice Houses. How have you been, sir?
I've been all right now. I was having some trouble with my back and my hip.
Oh.
Been much better now.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, I'm getting over it. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Actually, I didn't know that that was the situation, so.
You know who am I speaking with?
Yes, yes. My name is Alex. I am actually one of, like, the team members from Forest Team. I am actually calling about your property in South River Road.
Well, I told them, I don't know if you were to come or not. The first one comes up with the money, I hand them the deed over. Sign. I sign the deed and switch the places in my name. My wife had passed away and I had bought me another place. I left from there. The house isn't really much there.
Mm-hmm.
People have been in it and went through it, threw stuff all over it, and wasn't no water or nothing in there. And I don't know who that was using the bathroom. They had a thing in there from where my wife was bed passing, using it as the toilet. And she couldn't get in there. She wanted to come up. They had taken it from her bedside, was using that as a toilet for their use. It was some, I came squatters or something there in it, staying overnight. I didn't know that until a couple months ago when I went out. The water lines in the house had busted. It's not, it neat. I think it's mildewed in there, mold, I'm not real sure. But the two bedroom floors are needing repaired, and both bathrooms. It's nothing really you would want to, you know, try to restore. I wouldn't. I wouldn't waste my money on it.
I got to be straight.
I got to be truthful about it. It's got a good
way
on it, except the tank. An electric power on it.
Okay. Well, I mean, actually just Forrest asked me if, like, I know that actually we have it under contract, I think, but it has something to do with a mobile home. And
that's it. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay. I mean, I wanted to touch base regarding the property. Like, Forrest is really eager to move forward and actually love to meet you. You know, Forrest is very flexible with his schedule and would be more than happy to pick you up, to take you out to lunch.
No, I don't want to go out to lunch because I have good days and I have bad days.
Oh, okay.
I think you're the same. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Said, whoever comes up with the money first, hands me the money over, I hand them the deed, and I don't want nothing else to do with it.
Okay. All right.
That's why I sold my other place back here 20 years ago, the Paul E. Moore. And he's happy with it, still living there. Which I practically gave to him 20 years ago, $12,000. But that was a giveaway. I felt sorry for him. He was homeless, sleeping in the car. I know I could have got a bit 25 out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Back then. This is not a place I'm talking about, not that place you're talking about.
Not the one in South River Road?
This one in South River Road, all I have to do is put an advertisement in the New York Times, and I guarantee it I could sell it within a week if I wanted to go that direction. Our airport is coming in at Lexington, and it's close to town. It's 14, 15 minutes from town.
Mm-hmm.
You get Lexington Walmart, Lowe's, Food Line, the banks, post offices, and college, is W&L College and the VMI there, hospital. You get the old damn yards and schools. The school is 10 minutes away.
10 minutes away?
10 minutes away from my house.
Well, okay. Sorry, mm-hmm.
And it's to itself. Nobody can move in no closer than what they already are. The closest house is about 350 feet. Well, maybe 300 feet. That's a good distance away, maybe a little farther away.
Right.
I would say it's at least an acre away.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an acre and a quarter away. And then the upper end, nobody else can get in there no closer than an acre and a quarter away. So you pretty much to yourself.
Right.
If I was a young man, I wouldn't mind trying to put me another house back in there, but I'm not no young man no more. I'm getting up in age now, and I'm 62. So.
62, wow.
Yep, 62.
Don't sound like 62, though.
No, I don't try to act like I'm 62 either. But I have my days that hold me back. I got poison on the school bus by mold. I was cleaning my bus one afternoon, and I thought it was pop overhead, and when I was sweeping from overhead, it was yellow-looking stuff I was trying to sweep down. I thought, like I said, I thought it was pop. It was some kind of yellow-looking stuff. It was
yellow-looking.
Mold had ballooned, and while I was doing that, it had went down in my lungs.
You got poison?
Yes. And I've been on oxygen ever since.
Oh, okay.
That's 2015. I come almost down from it. And then I got pneumonia again. My wife took pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away while I was in Richmond. A blood clot went to a lung, killed her. I was on life support, and I just had come off of it. I talked to her a day before I left from there. Well, the same day I left from there was on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me about staying with her, and I said, oh. She goes, Curtis, you go home and be with my babies. I said, okay, sweetheart, I'll talk to you later. Well, I talked to her about Monday morning. She told me she'd call me back Tuesday, so she didn't call back. We called around, and she was in the ICU. And Wednesday morning, 10 o'clock, got a report she was dead. That was November 3rd. Oh, God, that hurt. We were
sorry
together
about
30
that.
Years.
Well, you've been through a lot.
It isn't a day goes by, don't think about it. I miss her so bad. She was funny with me, and we'd kid around and stuff. We'd have a good time together in town. She would meet me out to work every day. was like two old dogs hanging out. You know, we believe in the Lord. We didn't do nothing nasty or nothing. We just ride around sightseeing, go to museums and the BMI and stuff like that. She pretty much liked what I liked doing. She liked to fish. I liked to fish. And we got a trout stream there in front of the house there we used to fish in when we was in good health.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. We'd hunt together. You got a lot of national forests there. You can hunt and fish at several thousand acres there to hunt and fish. Belongs to the Forest Service.
That's so nice. Like, sounds like you've been through a lot, but at the same time, you enjoyed a lot of things with her.
Yes, we lost a kid and a baby in 1999, 6 days old.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Her bad. She cried there for over 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
She was having nightmares and such. She actually picked the baby up out of the casket.
Oh.
Yes, she did. I had to make her put him back. She didn't want to let him go.
I can't imagine.
Can you imagine that? That's how heartbroken she was. She didn't realize what she was doing. She just bawled and cried.
I mean, I wouldn't know what I would do if I was put in that situation.
I went and picked it up myself. From Old Charlottesville Hospital. I brought him home. I told him that evening I left from there, I said, baby, I will be back to pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
When you get better or whatever, I will bring you home. I brought him home with me and kept him there for 2 or 3 hours before I took him to the funeral home. I made sure the house was good and cool. Only coming to see was in July. I couldn't keep him there no longer because I had to get him to the funeral home to put him in the refrigeration where it was cooler.
Oh, no.
She never did try to take him out there to the house or nothing. As a matter of fact, we didn't even open the casket. We just left it shut.
Oh.
But when it come time to getting ready to bury him, that's when she blew the coop. Thank God she didn't lose her mind of it. I thank God for that. I thought she was. I thought she'd been gone then. As women do, you know, do that.
Mm-hmm.
And some women just soon throw a baby in the trash as they would look at it. I know a girl walked off and left all her kids from 2 months old up to 4 years old.
4 years old?
Yeah. She had 3 children. She walked off and left, this girl did. Never come back. Left them there with her husband. Wasn't that sad? Could you imagine leaving your 4-year-old son standing crying? If you had any children, that's sad. She saw me one day and tried to talk to me there in the store.
Mm-hmm.
I told her I didn't have nothing to say to her. I just come out and said, don't talk to me. I had nothing to say. Somebody do kids like that, I don't care for them.
Mm-hmm.
How could you up and walk away from your children? I couldn't.
Right. I mean, like,
I got both mine with me yet. One is 22 and I'm just 30 years old. I can't get rid of them. I didn't mind cheating on mama's kids, but my God, please grow up. No, I don't care about them being here. I just seem for them to be with me as I would out here somewhere, and I may be mistreated.
So who are you with right now?
I'm with my daughter and my son. We live in Hatcher Bridge Station now.
Okay. That's good to know that you're still with them, though.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, sounds like you've been through a lot so much that, you know, having a lifetime full of incredible experience. And, I mean, like, this is the first time that I'm talking to you and you're already sharing that. So I'd say, like, I'm truly privileged that you'd share your story with me. Like, 62 years of living and loving your wife and surviving as well, the poison you were sharing, that it's truly remarkable. And
I stayed right with her up until the day she died. I've known of husbands putting their wives and stuff in nursing homes and stuff like that. I said, no. We married to be with one another until death do us part. I could have put her in a nursing home if I wanted to, but she asked me, would I take care of her? I told her yes. That's the best I could do for her.
Well, I can feel the love and also the pain and all the experiences that you've gone through. So
I couldn't see putting her in no nursing home, taking her from her children. She got paralyzed from the waist down from a spinal bleed before she passed away. She passed away there in Richmond, Virginia.
What year did she pass away, if you want, I'm asking?
November 3rd, 2021.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it was just recent.
Yeah, the doctors had told her when I got there, she asked them about me. They told her that I didn't have no percentage of living at all, that I'd be dead before.
Oh.
That was 3 years ago.
Wow. And you're...
I was on life support for a week.
I could say that you're really a survivor.
Thank God. Thank God. I praise the Lord for that. God is my strength.
Well, you're an incredibly strong person. And, you know, again, I deeply appreciate you sharing that with me. And I'm so sorry to hear about the loss of your wife. And
that sounds like some kind of horror movie. Couldn't get no worse. Not unless I died along with her. But I fought so hard, I didn't want to leave my children alone by themselves.
Right.
That young, nowhere to go. And you wouldn't believe while I was in the hospital with their uncle dead. Oh, God, that's another chapter.
That must have been incredibly difficult.
He stole $34,000 out of my box, stole my gun, stole my car, stole my tractor. Whatever was hanging loose that he could get, he got it. My son helped him carry it out. He's got autism. He didn't know better. His uncle was telling him that he was helping by taking the stuff to his house so nobody get it. You know, somebody with autism don't really understand really what's going on. He just got his hands on a free ride. And still, right to this day, they haven't done nothing.
Seen nothing?
That's the reason I don't want to go back there, because I'm afraid I might see a note on the lawnmower or something like that. I'm liable to lose it. And I don't want to hurt no one.
Gotcha.
But you know, when it comes to push and shove, you can only be pushed so far. If I got news of him dying today, you know what I probably say? Thank God. That would be my revenge for him.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't care.
Well, I mean, that's another story.
They got it all over at the jailhouse, telling me that the Commonwealth is taking it up. The Commonwealth is taking it up. Been 3 years in October when he went to Dornall was still in. The day we was carried out the house, that was October the 25th.
You're talking about the South River Road?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. Well, at least now I understand the reason why you don't want it to, like,
that's
go
why
back.
I don't want to live there no more. Because I'm afraid I'll have to take the law into my own hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be pretty either. Judgment would be very bad for him.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll definitely tell that to Forrest, but well, thank you for sharing that. I mean, I was just put in a situation where, like, I understand where you're coming from. Versus, like,
I'm sorry to lay all this on you, but I just had to tell
no.
you why I didn't live there and all that. I'm sorry to lay all that
on
you.
Oh, no, don't be. I think it's just something that you need.
I pray and I ask God to give me strength each and every day to get better.
Mm-hmm.
He's brought me a long ways from where I was at. God has been good to me.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, well, I'll explain it to the team, Curtis. But at least, like, we couldn't pick you to take out on a lunch. Of course, we're not going to.
No, you just tell them what I told them before. Give me the money. I had the deed. I send over in front of a lawyer or whatever they want me to do.
Okay. So you have the deed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
My brother's talking about buying it.
Okay.
If y'all don't buy it.
I'll go ahead and explain it to everyone. It's just that
I'm not making this up either. He is definitely interested in it because
right.
of the price. I told him I'd let him have it for the price I told y'all.
Okay. Well,
that's practically giving it away.
Mm-hmm.
I can't come no lower. I just got done paying the taxes on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah? Because of the tax season?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That'd be two again. I pay them in two separate payments.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm on a fixed income. I don't get that much. You know, when
right.
I'm retired, and so I got to watch where my money go.
Of course.
Okay, you pass it along. You got my Gmail.
I have curtisaustin83@gmail.com. That's what I have.
Right. And how would I receive it when you mail it?
Well,
would it
we
be
can
your
go-
name, a company name? Or?
Yes, it would definitely be under your company name. So,
What's the company name we'll be looking for?
It's Forest Buys Houses. Yes.
Okay.
So I'm working for Forest, and that's actually the thing. Just in order for us to get the property, sold or buy the property, we will actually need the title. So, I was, asking if it's possible to, get the copy of the title so we can, move forward with all of these, purchasing the property and all that. I don't know if you'd want me to, send you an email and then you can respond back.
Yes, send me an email and I'll make you a copy on the phone of it. I mean, on my tablet of it.
Oh, great. So you'd be willing to
send a copy?
I'll
take a picture of it and show you.
Awesome. You're very awesome, Curtis.
As soon as I get back from here, I should be back by 7 o'clock. So you look it over, and as soon as you get it, you can Gmail me. Whenever you see it, I get a chance to Gmail me back, let me know that you got it.
Okay. Well, are you going to be sending it via Gmail, or you're going to text it to me?
By Gmail.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I'll send you an email first, and then you could just respond back. Again, my name is Alex Curtis, and it was really nice talking to you. I really appreciate you sharing your story and, everything that you've been through. Truly feel that you're a strong person. So.
Okay, sweetheart, you have a good weekend. I hope I get to talk to you again later.
You too.
Enjoy
your weekend.
You sound young yourself.
Yeah. I'm 29,
I figured you was young. Yeah. All right, honey. I'll talk to you later. You have a good weekend.
You take care.
Thank you, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. God bless.